the Public News Service Daily Newscast for November the 15th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. The Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC as it's known, is facing a funding shortfall in Ohio and nationwide, even without the threat of a government shutdown.
Advocates say that nationally, increased participation in WIC along with food price inflation have eaten away at the allotted budget. USDA data from August shows WIC enrollments in Ohio were up 12% over last year. While inflation has slowed, food prices are still up nearly 4% over 2022. Jory Novotny with the Ohio Association of Food Banks says simply continuing to fund the program at current levels is inadequate.
Anything that is passed as a continuing resolution or that is appropriated at current funding levels is functionally a cut to the program. Especially for items like food and other basic needs, the costs are higher, even if caseloads remain the same. And we know that that is not the case.
She says every dollar spent by program participants goes directly into the local economy, supporting the food system and associated jobs. Brett Pivato reporting.
As of late 2021, Ohio food banks were serving 2 million people per quarter. But over the last two quarters this year, that number is 3.8 million. And the House of Representatives did pass a stopgap bill Tuesday to keep the government open, putting Congress on a path to avert a shutdown and setting the stage for a broader funding fight in the new year. A White House official said Tuesday President Joe Biden is prepared to sign the House-approved government funding bill if passed by the Senate. We head next to the Midwest, where family farm advocates have sent a letter to the U.S. Agriculture Secretary opposing recent additions to conservation practices they say are bad for the environment.
USDA added a six-page list, the department says, will improve environmental conditions in the Midwest and includes things such as improving crop rotation methods, reducing soil erosion, and enhancing wildlife habitat. It also calls for concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, to add anaerobic digesters that collect methane from manure to be used for electricity. But Kim Hegeman with Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement says the CAFOs still have to dispose of the massive amounts of manure that are left behind after the methane is extracted.
And the manure then gets spread on our land, and it goes into our waterways. So that process does not reduce the pollutants in that manure. That manure is still here for us to deal with.
Large livestock operations say they are responding to a rising demand for safely grown meat. I'm Mark Moran.
This is Public News Service. And as college costs continue to skyrocket, many students find themselves unable to afford tuition. In response, some schools are taking proactive measures, including eliminating tuition in certain cases.
Spring Hill College in Mobile is offering tuition-free graduate degrees to all incoming freshmen. Starting next fall, a student must live on campus, stay enrolled for all 4 years, and graduate with a grade point average of at least 3.0 to qualify. Dr. Nathan Copeland with Spring Hill College says it's a way to remove financial barriers and enhance student opportunities.
While we do anticipate that it's going to help our enrollment, one of the things we're really looking at is adding value to our students, because we always the college is expensive, and the question of is college really worth it?
He adds it will also be necessary for a student to meet the prerequisites for their master's degree. He notes current and transfer students won't be missing out either. As long as they keep a 3-point GPA and fulfill the program's prerequisites, they'll receive a 25% discount on grad school costs. Shantia Hudson reporting.
Now to the city of Lincoln that scores high for livability, both in Nebraska and the nation as a whole.
Rankings are based on 61 indicators in 7 categories, such as housing, transportation, health status, and community engagement. Among Nebraska's top 10 livable communities, Holdridge is in second place, and third and fourth are Blair and Seward, respectively. AARP Nebraska State Director Todd Stubendeck says this speaks well of the state.
What I think it shows is that cities of any size within our state can be working on these issues and finding ways to become more livable. And this is not just livable for people over 50.
Users can search AARP's livability index by address, city, state, or zip code. I'm Deborah Van Fleet.
And finally, an Olympic swimmer turned activist has seen a rise in plastic waste while navigating the intercoastal canals of South Florida over the years.
Levon actively participates in cleanup efforts alongside environmental groups and has grown frustrated by the amount of plastic waste discarded by people. She's encouraging people to do better and says it could be as simple as avoiding the use of materials containing microbeads, which are banned by federal law as additives in toothpaste and facial cleansers, yet allowed in other personal care products.
So I created my own skincare, and instead of that, I use actually Icelandic volcanic ash. When something frustrates me, I also...
Levon says she is tired of seeing trash where she enjoys catching a swim and hopes others will also become creative and fight against the plastic invasion.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's some interesting radio stations on your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.